why somehow I have these qualifications or whatever. It came to him. It's coming to you. What happens to you when you're listening to a melody? We know that there is a sound over there, which is the vibration of the air, which will vibrate that little skin, three pieces of bones, and then vibration translates in your mind something. You know that some noisy stuff is there. This is the animal part. How come that you become sort of drunk listening to that music? Because that music will expose you to a shower of that rain. Something else is there, right? Where is the source of that? It's coming from scar. And you never look at the scar. Because the scar is empty to you. So learn that your logic, under cover of your spirit, could see that rain, right? And he talked about rain and said, then let me tell you about that rain. That rain is not like this. This rain is just a simple droplet of purified water. And that's it. That rain, oh my God, how could I talk about it? How could I say, even think about the influence music had on him. Let's say Da Vinci, when he was listening to music. This rain is a magical rain, and it will transform everything. That's why your logic has not been given the eye to observe this rain, because if this rain was visible. This rain that to us is just some droplet of the source. If it was a little bit more, everything would collapse. We don't know the kindness which is coming to us, which is showering us. We don't really know all the gifts that we receive every single day. And I say it that way because I'm sure that if I say every single breath, you think, oh, that's a good way of exaggerating something. There is no exaggeration that with every single breath, a lot of magical gift we receive. If you recognize that, you don't need anything else to be happy. What could make you happier than best attention of your beloved, because that's what that rain is all about. Then he came back to our harbor plate, and at the end of his going sleepy and getting out of the way for the moment, Rumi said that universe that could be experienced under the cape of that spirit, if the path of that universe was clear, nobody would remain here. We are all here because that path is hidden. If this world and the way to it were manifest, no one would remain here for a single moment. The command was coming, nay. Doesn't work that way. Because when they give you that feeling, what do you think in the moment of ecstasy? If it could last forever. You don't want to come out of that position. Say, those are little moments in your life given to you to change it to the best. More is not better over there. Because a little bit more and you could die really literally. Because we don't have that capacity of living constantly in the state of ecstasy. No way. All the system will burn out. Therefore, this Atman should sleep. Now is the time for the magic. Now that beyond the logic happening. Peter, are you ready? Get the mic. Please pass him the mic. Thank you. And before that, remember, here's something magical happens. We talked about it. We talked about sleeping and the dream. Where did we talk about it? He was sleeping here. Do you remember? When we talked about dream. Second paragraph. Our king in a mosque crying to sleep. Or that he opened the gate, right? He talked about this sleep. He said, this is where you find it. Why? Because that's the first thing you could understand beyond the logic, because your logic is not there. Then, we remember Omar was sleeping. Where was he sleeping? You, John.
Right here in class.
Where was Omar sleeping?
In his...
No, not in his.
Omar, she said. I'm sorry.
Under that perfect tree. Where Mary, the Virgin, became impregnated by the Holy Spirit. That tree. Omar was sleeping over there, right? So sleep is something that we're talking like that. Here, some sleepiness will be imposed upon Omar. Because Rumi told you that Hakim, that Hikmat, is in that state of sleepiness. And it works that way. Here we go. Yeah.
How the heavenly voice spoke to Umar, may God be well pleased with him, while he was asleep, saying, give a certain sum of gold from the public treasury to the man who is sleeping in the graveyard.
Of course, this was the title, and you will see that the verses are not like this, are a little bit different, you will see. Yeah.
Then God sent such a drowsiness upon Umar that he was unable to keep himself from slumber. He fell into amazement, saying, this is unknown. This has fallen from the unseen. 'Tis not without purpose. He laid his head down, and slumber overtook him. He dreamt that a voice came to him from God. His spirit heard that voice, which is the origin of every cry and sound.
Okay. What was that all about? It was not that simple. Yeah, it started simple. Started simple that then God, here is Hap. Then Hap imposed, or here is not sent. Vomashtan means to make someone responsible over there to do something. For example, I put you at this post to be guard.
Appoint.
Yes. Have appointed the drowsiness, not drowsiness, it's khab, sleep, to Omar in a way that he couldn't control himself. He was surprised that this is not the way it could happen, but this is from that beyond the logic. And it has a purpose. Let's surrender to it. Sarnahot. Sarnahot means he laid his head down. But Sarnahotan in Persian language means acceptance, obeying. Obedience is here. He abided. That's how it is, Sarnahodan in Persian. He abided the dream or sleep, took him away, then he started to dream. Means that appointed one, here even the word repeat itself twice, is